It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry Bahamas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is shaking, Red Nation? Yes, sir. We've got an emergency pod. Mike and I got off the live stream. It was about 2 hours ago or so. We said we'd come back tonight if there was any major news that broke, and news has broken, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, news has broken. The Houston Rockets are signing Fred VanVleet to a 3-year, $130 million contract. He is coming to Houston, ladies and gentlemen. Rockets, Houston, we have a point guard. Yes. Rockets fans, we have a point guard, and it feels wonderful. The Rockets had a vision. Ime Udoka came in, said, hey, this is who we want. This is our number one target. We're going to go and get Fred VanVleet, and we made it happen. We made it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Fred VanVleet is a Houston Rocket. That is the news going on. The news was broken by Woj. At about, what was the exact time? I want to mark this moment in Rockets history. 21 minutes ago from when I'm recording this, 7:43 p.m. on June 30th, 2023, Fred VanVleet became a Houston Rocket. That is super, super exciting. And I'm looking forward to this. You know, I can understand why some people maybe thinking that it's an overpay. That's probably the first thing. And Mike and I kind of mentioned it on the reactions podcast that we had seen, Kyrie go 3 years, $126 million. And I had made the comment that, well, he doesn't deserve as much as Kyrie. But this deal, probably what happened was he saw the Kyrie deal, said, hey, I want more than Kyrie. I want to be the highest paid free agent in this free agency class. And the Rockets said, okay, we'll give it to you. And yeah, so it's about $43 million per year. It's pretty high, but the Rockets had the money to spend. They had over $60 million to spend. They've spent over 2/3 of that at this point for a point guard that is going to do more than just stuff the stat sheet, right? He's going to do a whole lot more than that. He's going to set his guys up for success. That is the main reason behind getting Fred VanVleet. He's a leader that the Rockets can look up to and can build around. You know, I'm super, super excited about what Fred VanVleet can do for this roster. I think he's just He's not the best player on the roster. I do think that Jalen Green kind of edges him there at this point. Or at least, you know, by the end of his contract, Jalen Green should be the better player. But having him next to Jalen Green in the backcourt is a real nice pairing, I think. I think that the two of them, like where Jalen is not necessarily as strong, Jalen can kind of, or Fred can kind of cover for him. You know, Fred VanVleet shot 34% from beyond the three-point line last year. Lower clip than what he's had in the past. It was actually a career low for him, but 34% as a career low isn't all that bad. 7.2 assists though last season for VanVleet was a career high for him. So that's a nice thing to, you know, hang your hat on. Also, 1.8 steals per game. Defense, guys, is what this guy's going to bring. Also, only 2 turnovers a game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Is the biggest part about this whole thing is the Rockets have led the league probably for the last 3 years in turnovers. They turn the ball over very frequently, and getting a guy who doesn't turn the ball over is crucial. If you look at turnovers, I'm going to look at turnovers per game last season. Hopefully I'm right. I think I am. The Raptors had the fewest turnovers per game last season because Fred VanVleet was running point guard. That is who is running the ball for the Rockets, who were dead last. 16.3 turnovers per game, Toronto 11.7. That is a huge, huge difference for this Rockets team. If you don't turn the ball over as often, you go and you get, you don't give up as many points. And that is such a huge difference for the Rockets. I'm so, so excited about this move for Houston. It's going to do so much for them. It really is. Now that Fred VanVleet is in the building, what happens with Amen Thompson? Because that is a concern. That's a valid concern that fans should have. What does this mean for Amen Thompson? It means that he's going to be able to come off the bench, probably. That's what you would expect to see here. But that's a good, in my opinion, that's a good thing. Because now you get a guy that he can learn in behind, right? Fred VanVleet can run the first unit. Amen Thompson can run the second unit. Like, he doesn't have to be thrown to the wolves right away like we've done with a lot of these rookies where, you know, we put him in the fire and that's how they go. But Amen Thompson is going to be able to play against a lot of second unit guys around the league, and he can learn, get his feet wet. And now him and Kevin Porter Jr. can, and I do think that Amen and Kevin Porter Jr. are a good fit as well. So you can get the two of them in that second unit backcourt. You get Tari in there, Cam Whitmore, Jayshon Tate. Like, that all, it makes sense, guys. It makes sense. It's starting. The math is mathing. The math is mathing now, guys. It's really, really exciting. It just helps so many other guys. Like, that's why you pay Fred VanVleet, right? You don't just get the player that Fred VanVleet is, but you get the positioning that it helps at with Jalen Green, with Amen Thompson, with Kevin Porter, with all of these guys. And yeah, look, the Rockets, I get that it's a lot of money. I do. But the Rockets have the money to spend. They had over $60 million to go and spend. They've got now $43 million in this deal for this year for Fred VanVleet, or somewhere around that. So the Rockets have about $20 million or so left to spend, and that money could go towards Dylan Brooks or Brooke Lopez. And that is what's going to continue to get the Rockets to where they're trying to go, right? Fred VanVleet helps create the offense and helps set the guys up around him for success. Now you go get a Dylan Brooks that can help you with that perimeter defense. Now you can go and get Brooke Lopez that can help you with the interior. Because they spent the money first on VanVleet, it's looking like they're going to have to get either Brooks or Lopez. Brooks. That's who they're going to have to. It's going to have to be a choice between one of the two. But I don't think the Rockets really went into this thinking that they would get all three. Now, they could get all three. That's the difference. They can get all three, but they're going to have to give something up if they are going to get all three. KJ Martin is a viable trade option at this point. Josh Christopher, Usman Garuba, like, they're going to have to give up something if they want all three of those guys. And I'm not necessarily like you do it. I really genuinely believe that the Rockets have to go and make this move. Personally, I would prefer Dylan Brooks over Brooke Lopez, not because I think that Brooke Lopez isn't a better option, because I do think that Brooke Lopez provides something that very few other free agents could provide, and he fills a really big need down low, protecting the rim, which is where the Rockets have struggled incredibly in the last couple of years. They haven't had like a true rim protector. Brooke Lopez would be that. I just don't know how the fit with Alperen Şengün would work. That's what's a little tricky to me. And I feel like with Dylan Brooks, you can get that guy that, like, that just, like, getting either one of those guys increases your defense so much and improves your defense so much. So I would be okay with either of them. As long as we get one of them, I'm okay, I think. And they'll figure it out. You know, like, Brooke Lopez, it's interesting because I think that he, like, the reason why he's, like, I talked a little bit about it on the Reactions podcast, where, you know, a lot of guys are coming to Houston to get leverage. Kyrie Irving was among those people, Bruce Brown, Kyle Kuzma. It seemed like a lot of those guys who have signed elsewhere are looking to, saying they're interested in the Rockets just because they, you know, they can offer a bag. The Rockets can offer the deepest bag out of any team in the NBA. They still can. They are still number two or number three now after this VanVleet deal in terms of cap space. So I think that the Rockets are really serious, though, about Brooke Lopez. That's the one thing that has been different. The Rockets are doing this game with Brooke Lopez, or Brooke Lopez is doing this game with the Rockets, but it's actually working. And the Rockets, I don't necessarily think they were super, they thought that Brooke Lopez was going to be this serious about maybe coming to Houston, but here we are. Now, I wonder what really is, like, if Brooke Lopez is coming, if Brooke Lopez is willing to come off the bench at that price tag, absolutely. I have absolutely no qualms about that. But it's tricky. It's tricky with that. With Dylan Brooks, it's a little bit of a safer option. The vision makes a little bit more sense. Now, granted, if Brooke Lopez is the guy that comes, it's only going to be for a year or two. It's not going to totally tarnish Şengün's development. Şengün's still going to be here for at least 2 years. So at least that should be the plan, is that he should be here for 2 years. I think at the end of the day, the Rockets got a lot better today. And that is what is the key to all of this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses that should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is with Dylan, with Fred VanVleet, he is going to set this team up to have a much more succinct offense, a much calmer offense than we saw before. The last 3 years has been just like winging it almost. And just like trying to like no plan, just like going out there and letting the hoopers hoop, as the kids say, the hoopers will hoop. Now the hoopers are going to hoop, but there's a plan to get to that. And that is what Ime Udoka is bringing. Like Ime Udoka wanted Fred VanVleet for this particular vision. And it goes to show how much of a say he has in these decisions. And that is key as well. We're starting to see how the Stone Udoka contingent works. And so far it's produced Fred VanVleet. So yes, Fred VanVleet is a Houston Rocket, ladies and gentlemen. It is super, super exciting. I'm pumped. I'm absolutely pumped. This is exactly what the Rockets needed. They got the number one guy in free agency. It isn't the first time this has happened. You know, I was there for the days with getting Dwight Howard. That was the number one free agent 10 years ago, ironically enough. I still remember those days. And then getting, you know, up until getting Chris Paul, getting, you know, Russell Westbrook. Like now the Rockets are back in the game, y'all. They're back. And they're ready to make some noise. They're ready to make some noise again. That's what this move indicates. There's no, you know, there's been a lot of speculation for weeks as to what the Rockets are going to do. How is this going to work? What's going to happen? Because there were so many different scenarios that we were just so unsure of. But now it is fact. Pen has been put to paper. Fred VanVleet is your Houston Rockets point guard. And look, I don't know how far this is going to go. The Raptors weren't a finals team because of Fred VanVleet, though he was a big part of that. And that's another thing, too. You're bringing a guy with a championship pedigree. Granted, he wasn't the number one player on that championship team. I don't even remember if he was a starter that year. Yeah, he started 28 of 64 games in the year in which they won the finals. But he was a 2022 NBA All-Star, and the Rockets won 22 games last year, and they were able to bring in Fred VanVleet. I don't think people are realizing that like this doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for like people like that were just an All-Star come to like the worst team in the league. It does not happen every day, but today is not like every day. Today is the day Fred VanVleet became a Houston Rocket, and it's a great day for the Houston Rockets organization. That's going to be it for me tonight on this emergency pod. We'll see if I have to come back on here again sometime later tonight or tomorrow or the next day. But expect more from the Rockets, Dylan Brooks and Brook Lopez, one or the other, if not both, should happen within the next couple of days. So this should be really, really exciting. Really exciting to be a Rockets fan. We're no longer rock bottom. We are building. We're not rebuilding anymore. We are building, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to follow us, be sure to do so at Rockets FFSN, because we are the Kiss of Death podcast, home of all things Houston Rockets with the Fan First Sports Network. If you'd like to follow my personal Twitter, you can do so at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. We'll be back again very, very soon. Keep those podcast apps close to the vest. And until next time, go Rockets.